Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, PSA Radio back with another segment, man. Yo, we got a classic coming up. We got a special guest here, Dre. Sue Sir. Come on up.
Jersey.
Speak on the shotgun chug, hitman, holla, the whole thing that's going down. By the way, Dre, this video is moving, my G. Hitman is moving. Everybody go check out Hitman Holla. It's up now, man. PSA Radio about to have the guest call in now. If anybody has been living under a rock the past day or so, I'm going to tune you in. We have the Shotgun Shook has backed out of the battle with Hitman Holla going down. It was supposed to go down on Guerrilla Warfare in November. Now, we got the exclusive with Hitman on the reason why, and he was saying, you know, there was an agreement with Verve and Surf that, you know, the battle was supposed to go down, everything like that. So, you know, reached out to Surf, and Surf's going to come on and give his opinion and what his side is to everything that happened, and also see what's going on with Surf, you know what I'm saying, what Surf has going on and all that. So, you know, we're going to get Sue Surf on here really quick. Let's get him on right now. Yo, let's go. We got Sue Surf, PSA Radio. Surf, what's good, my G? Surf? Yo.
Yo.
Surf, what's good, man?
What's up, yo?
Not too much, my G. Yo, salute for coming on the show. I wanted to talk to you really quick, you know, about everything that's going on, about this whole Hitman, Shotgun, Shug shit. We had Hitman on the show saying, you know, bringing the name up that you guys had an agreement that him and Shug was going to battle. And, I mean, off of everything that's been going on, what's your opinion on everything that has happened in the past day or so?
I mean, honestly, like, I ain't really, like, I heard about the Twitter, like, the Twitter rants and the back and forth and all that extra shit or whatever the case may be for me, but I ain't really, like, read it to them. I didn't see nobody's shit, but I see there's a lot of extra shit going on. You know, I beat as far as the car. You know, I'm 100, nigga. I'm always going to keep it 100. You know what I mean? Like, shit, there's some bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, that's all. It just was a conflict of interest, you know what I mean? Because at the same time, on the flip side of that quarter, Shug did what was best for Shug. You see what I'm saying? But where he was wrong at was he just for what was best for him was fucked up to everybody else in the situation. You know what I mean? But it'd be like that sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I spoke my piece on it. I felt some type of way about it. And being as though other people don't have a relationship with Shug, they probably still feel some type of way about it. You know what I mean? Type shit. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But, I mean, it is what it is. Like, the way the situation went was Gracie called me to battle. Gracie called me to battle Hitman, and Gracie called me to battle Hitman, period. And then it was, she called me to battle Verb, and it was Hitman and Shine, and maybe and Shug and like somebody else, some no namer or whatever. And I told Gracie, like, first of all, Shug's not battling a nobody, you know what I mean, type shit. That's like, and then I'm like, basically, I made the Hitman shit happen. You know what I mean? Type shit. Like, I went out. You know what I mean? I talked to Hitman. I talked to Gracie. Da da da. I was like, let's get this Hitman shit. You know what I mean? And everything got figured out. That's all. And then Shug reneged on it. You know what I mean? Like, long story short. You know what I mean? And it just money got fucked up. Situations got fucked up. But business is business. If it's on paper, it's on paper. You know what I mean? It was contracts and all that shit. That shit got fucked up. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
that's all. Like, as far as the Hitman, I mean, it's reality. Reality is, though. Like, go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, I was going to say, what do you think about this whole, you know, that URL blocked the battle actually happening?
I mean, like I said, we all going to be mean about it. It's true. Like, they can't block it to the sense of, they only could block it if people feed into it. Or not necessarily feed into it, but if people agree on it, you know what I mean? But it's a business. That's what happens. Like, it's sharks. Some people, the competitor would call it snakes. But a person just watching to call it Sharks is a dirty game. You know what I mean? Like, Suge wasn't booked at all for Suge wasn't booked up until they dropped, up until Gracie dropped that Hitman versus Suge was happening. Once Hitman
yeah.
versus Suge was happening, once you saw it, then Suge wasn't, then Suge couldn't do it because, you know what I mean, URL steps in. But, I mean, like, that's like a motherfucker, you know, DeAndre Jordan, Dallas Mavericks, Clippers type shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just, you know, and that's what happened. But, I mean, is that not a part of the game, though? Is it, is Suge wrong for having to look one way? You know what I mean? Like, me, I'm a URL head. Like, I'm not going, regardless of how, I'm going to say how I feel, the truth, you know what I mean? But I also,
yeah.
so I'm a URL head. You know what I mean? Why do Gracie and them got me? Because they paid that fucking bread.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm expensive for other leagues. That's all. And they paid that bread. You know what I mean? That's it. And that's how that go. But I'm a URL affiliate. You know what I mean? And I'm not mad at nothing URL. Like, that's I mean, that's the way the game's supposed to go. If I, like, Hitman and Suge is a good battle. Like, it's a big battle. I feel like Hitman, I feel like the way Gracie, the way me and Gracie built it, though, for that, like the way the battle was going to be, the whole St. Louis versus Jersey in the Midwest, it was dope, though. I'm not going to lie. It would have been big for the culture. You know what I mean? But, you know,
yeah.
hey, shit happens.
Now,
you know
I wanted
mean?
To ask you, have you been contacted at all about not battling Verb? I mean, has there ever been a discussion about that not happening?
No, like, I don't make the feet. No, of course not. Like, URL
okay.
wouldn't dare call me like that because they know, like, it's different strokes and different folks. That's what we're going to say
yeah.
on Rip. You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah.
it's like, first off, if URL, if you are, it's only but so many people I could battle left on URL anyway. You know what I mean? And then URL wanted me, because I turned down Summer Madness. Like, it's any big card, 9 times out of 10, if Surf's not on it, he turned it down. You know what I mean? So, like, they asked me about Summer Madness already. I didn't want to do it. I didn't feel like the bread was right, whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? And then the Verb situation happened, so it really wouldn't be no reason for them to call me and try to block Verb. You know what I mean? Like, Hitman and Shit is a big, like, it was made on URL, technically. Every time they called each other out, was every time they called each other out, it was on URL. You know what
but
I mean?
Sir,
another,
yeah.
Huh? Yeah?
So let me ask you a question. What do you say to the people, and with all due respect when I say this to my chief, that and you know what? You're a younger cat, but you got an old soul. So I'm going to say this to you respectfully. Why you? What do you say to people that say, why you ain't Suge up on the phone instead of taking it to social media?
Because Suge, no, because I'm vocal. I'm the most vocal out of everybody
right.
as far as Jersey.
Right.
I'm going to say what the fuck I want. You know what I mean? That's first. Secondly, me and Suge know me and Suge relationship. You understand what I'm saying? Me and Suge also know. See, people don't understand the backside of let's say cause and effect. People don't know the effects of what Suge did. You understand what I'm saying? Suge did what was best for Suge, but it also jeopardized X, Y, and Z, which I don't need to discuss. You know what I mean? So I said what I said, and me and Suge talked right after that, and I said right now, Suge did some fuck shit. You know what I mean? And that's just how it is. So I me and Suge did talk on the phone, but I also still wanted to say what I wanted to say. If anybody else outside of me and Suge took some type of way, they could suck a dick, you know? Like, as long as me and, not you, you know what I mean? But as long as me and the person that I'm saying whatever, like, you could go, let's say if a nigga your man, you could go to fuck off on your man in front of somebody. If your man don't feel like you tripping, you not tripping.
Mm-hmm.
Suge don't feel like I'm tripping.
Yeah.
Because
I mean,
I'm that, you know what I mean? I'm that type of nigga. Like, I never, like, I don't give a fuck what nobody said, but, like, I never say something if I don't thoroughly feel that way or I don't have a legit reason. Like, if it's not, like, you know what I mean? If I was to say, which is not needed, but if I was to say why or what actually happened or me and Shil's in, it'd be like, yeah, sir, I see where you're going. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, nah, I mean, like I said, nah, like, I said it how I said it, you know what I mean? Because that's how I meant it. That's how
now,
I felt at the time.
Now, we were talking a little bit off the show. Now, we have Hitman on, kind of, you know, I was giving you an update on what Hitman was saying. Now, his reason why he was upset was because, you know, they blocked the battle and then did not, it would be something that they blocked the battle and then booked it for, like, Summer Madness 5. You know, they were like,
it's
all
like,
right.
It's not, it's that, like, it's because you fucking up niggas' money.
Exactly.
Like at the same time, let's be 100% real. Like, the game, any game you talking about is based off what? Numbers, followers, and views. If you take the last 5 years of URL, you got about 5 or 6,
not this whole battle rap roster, but you got about 5 or 6 names that's carried battle rap in the last 5 or 6 years, which is why battle rap is what it is. Like, if you really, if I'm sitting back and I want to play the number game, and I'm going to say, all right, cool, let me check this out, right? And I say, damn, all right, Arsenal the Rebel is most viewed battle rapper in the world. Boom. All right, you got Hitman Holla averaging about, I mean, Hitman Holla got about 7 battles, 8 battles with 2 million views. You got Surf averaging 1.5. You know what I mean? It's about 6 or 7 niggas that views are just ridiculous. They are the reason the culture is getting so popular and hot. You can have 1 million events. If nobody on the card is dope, if you shit out of luck. So all these, like let's be 100, like, and I'm not, you know what I mean? This is nothing directed at Smack, but if Smack got a cold, the show could still go on. If Sue Surf can't battle Hitman, or Hitman can't battle, so for all the work that niggas put in for the culture, it's just like behind closed doors is so much disrespect. You know what I mean? Like, and disrespect to the like to the players though. You know what I mean? Like, let's really sit back and say, yo, what has Hitman Holla done for the battle rap culture? I'm talking about everything, like just let's just real quick, the last 5, we talk about the last classics we've seen in the last 4 years, the views, everything. Just erase all Hitman Holla classics. Erase all Hitman Holla remixes, his little ripple in battle rap. Let's erase Sue Surf's last 4 or 5 years. Let's erase, where is battle rap today? This Kevin Durant, like, I don't say stuff like that. Kevin Durant, that event that Kevin Durant was at on URL, he wasn't there for Smack or Beasley. He called my phone. Hey, Surf, I'm pulling up. Let's walk. Yo, when is the battle? Like, that's my man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that type shit. So, like, all right, so now erase Kevin Durant being at URL. Erase, you know what I mean, when me, Tony Rowan, in the 76ers, we all came. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of niggas that catch on to these battlers. Like, all right, I like URL because of Hitman. Now let me go watch everything else. I like, which is what I was saying to one of the PGs the other night. I'm like, yeah, y'all doing y'all thing, but y'all got to understand this is a trickle effect. Anybody that's watching any of y'all, it derived from somebody else. You don't type in B-R-I and then Briz Rothstein pops up on YouTube. But if you type in T-S-U, Surf pops up. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, like, it's a trickle effect. So, yes, you guys do have fans, but this came from somewhere else. And niggas don't get that love. Hitman is not saying nothing wrong. You erased 3-4 niggas, Hollow to Dime. You know what I mean? Sue Surf, Hitman Holla. You erased niggas' career, and where's battle rap at? Hollow to Dime never battled Joe. Now, Sue Surf and Conceited never happened. Sue Surf and Big T. These are some of the biggest battle raps in history. Me and Hitman combined might have 10 or 12 of the best battles in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Hitman John John, Hitman A-Verb. You know what I mean? Hitman Arsenal, Sue Surf Big T, Sue Surf Conceited. Like, it's a lot. You know what I mean? You erase that ripple and does just battle rap being battle rap, is it still where it would be? No.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, on the flip side, Hitman has a right for somebody to fuck up. Like, if motherfuckers give me a contract for some bread, why is the people that I got 20 million views for calling and not even hitting me, but fucking up $15,000 to $20,000 of my money?
Yeah.
Is that still, are we still talking loyalty? Because at the same time, Hitman Holla, whether he claim it or not, Hitman Holla is a URL affiliate. Where else you see Hitman Holla at? That he's URL.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these names are URL. So for a motherfucker, so for you not to call Hitman Holla and you just block it via somebody else, because that's what they do, but that's the business game. And Surf is the nigga that's not scared to be vocal. You prey on the weak. You know what I mean? And not weak meaning literally Suge ain't a weak person, but who's the weak link in the situation? It's Suge who gets more money. Hitman. So who are we going to attack? We're going to attack Suge. Let's play on his taste buds. Let's give him a lot of money. Let's give him more money than what he's used to getting. That'll fuck up this situation. Because if the shoe was on the other foot, and the other foot, they wouldn't have been on the phone with Suge. They'd have been on the phone with Hitman. They hit him where it count. Now you take Suge out the equation, it's not St. Louis versus Jersey no more. URL blocked the situation. But either way, like, who are we mad at in this situation? You can't be mad at Suge. Suge might have just got his biggest contract ever as far as battle rap. Mm-hmm. You can't be mad at URL because this is a part of business. You know what I mean? Like, who? Like, there's only a couple people that could be mad at this situation.
But can you not be mad at Suge? Here's the thing, where my thing with Suge. I mean, let's be honest. This is one of Suge's biggest battles of his career.
Listen, I'm on both sides. I'm on both sides of the fence. Yeah. Like, I'll tell you that now. I'm standing on both sides of the fence because I went out my way for that battle. Like, I called Hitman myself. Gracie didn't call Hitman for Suge. You know what I mean? I made that battle. I said, Suge, I can get you Hitman. You know what I mean? So I would be the first one to feel some type of way. But at the same time, how do you tell a man not to take his biggest payday? You know what I mean? Because I told Suge already. I said, look, Suge, whatever you're going to get for Hitman in Chicago, cool. You take that. You had that battle. And then you get it on the back end. The next battle, you just double or pay. I'm just coming off a battle. And you got, he just beat Saga. Just beat T-Top. And then you got a Hitman in Chicago. You on fire right now. So whatever you don't get for Hitman, you make it up on the next battle. I told him that.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's how I felt it was. It could have went. You know what I mean? Because your worth is your worth. You know what I mean? But like I said, you don't turn around, you don't look away from your business. If you told me that I could get 90% more, I'm not even. If you told me I could get about 75% more than what I'm getting right now, or double than what I'm getting right now, I might go anywhere.
Yeah,
I'm averaging between 15 and 20. If somebody said they got 35 to 45 for me. Fucking, I mean, like 30 to 40 for me, smacking them might be out of a motherfucking situation.
But, and trust me, man, I feel that. But with, you know, I don't know if Suge consulted you or called you when Smack and them approached him to go over there instead. But, you know, I'm sure you, looking back in your career, you've taken big battles in your career that, you know, you probably didn't get paid what you should.
Yeah, see, but that's what I'm saying. But see, but at the same time, like, you got to judge every man. You know what I mean? Like, my judgment isn't Suge's judgment. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I feel like I'm where I'm at. You know what I mean? Like, as far as battle, like, because I still choose how I know when to take the short for the later game or when to take the large game for the, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of different parts of the game that, you know what I mean? And he just looked at it from his, and like, let's agree that, well, I'm not going to say, let's agree that the general opinion isn't that Suge is wrong because it's two sides to that quarter. You know what I mean? Like that we have to be in agreement on that. You know what I mean? It's like, there's no real way to go about that because you're telling me my biggest payday, period. You know what I mean? As opposed to, you know what I mean? And then, like I said, again, I'm not mad at Suge because the short I took for him doesn't equivalent to what he gained. So at the end of the day, I just, you know what I mean? It was like, I'm not tripping. But I did, like, I will be the first to agree that that was me that made the phone calls. A-Verb, Hitman, holla, da-da-da, this is how we going to do this. Gracie called me. They couldn't even do it at first because the budget was so high. I made everybody, you know what I mean? But, like, I changed the whole budget because let's make this happen. Everybody take a short. You know what I mean? So everybody, damn near the whole, everybody took a cut to make it happen. You know, because it's just like Jersey versus St. Louis in the Midwest, that's just huge for battle rap. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, you know what I mean?
Now,
or whatever, like.
Now, not to cut you off, but now that, you know, Hitman and Suge is not happening, are you kind of in a position where, like, well, like, shit, man, you know, me and Verb, it's still going to go down, but it's not going to have that same feel now that Hitman
and Suge me and Verb is a high quality, a top tier battle, regardless whether Suge's involved
or not.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's just, like, especially in St. Louis, Matt, it's like the shoe on the other foot. Now you got, you know, Suge, you know, usually we would go over to New York. And they will fly out.
Yeah.
It's kind of different. It's like them going over to New York now and us, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's still the same thing. Like, as far as, like, me and Verb, when the coin flip, that's still going to be just as, it's going to be on fire, just like if Suge was behind me or not, you know what I mean? So that doesn't affect that, but it affects, how can I explain it? It would have did more affecting it if it happened than it not happening.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying? So, like, because it didn't happen, nothing changes. Sue Surf versus A-Verb could still get, you know what I mean, a million views or have a classic, like, you know what I mean? So it still can be a good battle, but if that would have happened, it would have changed. Like, it would have been something in battle rap would have changed. Like, and that always, like, you, not always, you only had your few times, you know what I mean, when certain things in battle rap happen and like that, like, actually affect the culture, like the Midwest Massacre, you know what I mean, the whole the Midwest versus over here movement, like shit like that. Stuff like that affect the culture. You know what I mean? And St. Louis versus Jersey would have been one of them things.
Yeah. I mean, so what do you think about, I want to get your opinion on who you think Hitman should actually battle if he stays on that card.
I don't like, there's not too many people to battle. Like, you are all kind of fucked up.
You know, I mean, we all know J Rock isn't happening on Gracie.
Yeah. Nah. A lot of these niggas are just saying, that's what it originally was supposed to be. I mean, like, that's still not a bad battle. Okay, Sean hot right now. You know what I mean? So that's not a bad battle at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not mad at nobody. Like, URL is just cleaning. They cleaning up what they should have did in the beginning. You know what I mean? Because, if Smack and B's in the URL team would have went about the URL, which, like, it's time. You don't know things until you go about them. Because it's all new to everybody. Who knew that battle rap would be where it is right now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm sure if they could go back, they would change stuff totally different, because Smack and URL would be a $1 million industry right now if they could do things over. Because just imagine Sue Surf being on contracts at the beginning of his year. Like, if URL was a label and the top battle rappers were signed to URL, you know what I mean? So now we would be on contracts that would save them some money. Then they would be able to sell our merchandise, our music, pieces of our hosts, our features. They, you know what I mean? They would have been they created monsters. Hitman Holler's on fucking Wildin' Out. They've been on Wildin' Out the last two seasons. Conceited's on Wildin' Out. I'm on Joe Budden's features, and I got Kevin Durant features and shit like that. They were supposed to have a leash on all of that. You know what I mean? And they made monsters now. So now when they call a nigga like Hitman Holler and say, yo, we want you to battle Suge, and he say $30,000, it sounds crazy to them. Because they made the monster, but in the same time, that's their lack in business. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, if you take a portion of, I've probably seen I've seen a lot of battle rap, but you want to add in, like I said, my feature, everything, which what they probably, you know what I mean? Niggas seeing a lot, and now you calculate every top tier battle rapper that URL has a hold of. Charlie Clips, Hollow to Don, da da da. If these was contracts off rip, like, oh, we got you for the year, we got you for 2 years, you know what I mean? They'd be killing. Ball game t-shirts, zip them up t-shirt. Like, this would all be funneling through URL. Nobody would have to make their own anything. We would have ball game shirts at the event. We would have jersey shirts at the event. We would have Sue Surf's, St. Louis, New York. You would have, it would all be funneled. They would be rich. It would be rich, but it's something that they missed out now. So now, but you try to do it now, how much would it cost us to sign a Hitman Holler or to sign a Sue Surf or to sign a, so they trying to make it with these new niggas. You know what I mean? And that's why it's coming to shit like, we want you for 5 battles. We want you for 6 battles. Da, 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 you know what I mean? Because you kind of control what they could do.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? But
so it kind of, they're trying to do it. It's a little bit too late for that to obviously.
I think it's late in the sense of the bulk money. The bulk money was in the beginning.
Yeah.
But like I said, nobody knew that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because now it's like, let's just say hypothetically, if Hollow to Don is signed to URL. Hollow to Don is signed to URL. Now Joe Budden versus Hollow to Don totally changes now, because now whoever Paul Rosenberg and them has to cut a deal with URL, not the person we signed to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, not the person that we signed. You know what I mean? Shit like so, it's just a lot of stuff. There's a lot of business that battle rap fans and battle rap people watch. It's a lot of shit behind it and behind closed doors. You know what I mean? That'd be different though, but. Yeah, like, that's all. I feel like that was something. And you can't really say URL missed it, because, like I said, who the fuck knows, knew how big
who could predict that
motherfuckers would be signing autographs and people crying and shit like that. 106 and Park, BT Awards, da-da-da. You know what I mean? Like, that shit, it happened pretty fast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, every fucking, all these industry niggas being involved and shit like that. If URL had a chokehold on this from the beginning, they would have everybody's merchandise. They would have everybody's name, everybody's lyrics, shit like that. Like, everything, all rounds will be copywritten and everything. Everything.
Yeah.
How much fuck I got to put it in subtitles and suck my dick, suck a ball game? All that shit, it all went viral. You going to get
it
this
did.
Work? All that shit, it all went viral via URL.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It all this, like, listen, nobody thinks about the business part. Anything that was as far as, like, super popular battle rap, it went viral via URL. If URL had a contractual situation with everybody that's a superstar of a battle rapper right now because of URL, the Charlie Clips, the Sue Surfs, the Hitman Hollis, you know what I mean? Shit like that. Like I said, this would be, they would be a $1 million company. You just calculate how much you think. Them niggas, Khan getting 7,000-8,000 episodes or some shit like that. Hitman, please. Them niggas, 5,000-7,000 episodes. Niggas getting bands for episodes, you know what I mean? And I'm, like I said, I'm just guesstimating, but I know it's up for bands per episode, you know what I mean? So let's calculate Hitman's last year plus Sue Surf's last year, plus A-Verb's last year, plus everybody else that's in your top fives last year, and URL gets 20% of that, plus all that they're making at these events, plus merchandise, you know what I mean, plus us being fucking internet famous. URL would be on a whole nother level right now. You know what I mean? And everybody got their own mind, and everybody see that their work's done right now, so it's hard to get everybody on the same page, you know what I mean? Like
page,
like I said,
yeah.
if it was a fucking office building, you know, it's a G-Unit office, it's a Sony office, an Atlantic office. If it was a URL office building and we all worked under the same office, it sounds crazy, but we all worked for the same company, shit would be way smoother. Nobody works for URL, so a motherfucker could pick up a phone call and say, oh, you want to give me what? All right, cool. You know what I mean? So URL ain't do nothing wrong, but they job, they, you know what I mean? You got to fight to get it back, or they supposed to lay down. You know what I mean? Like that, like I said, nobody, like I feel like Suge, like nobody should be mad. Like Gracie and them, like the Gracie and them, I feel like they should, I can see why they upset because Suge signed the contract. You know what I mean? But he sent the money back. So, like, it's you know what I mean? Like, he sent the money back. So Gracie and them can't even be mad. The people that should be mad is really the motherfuckers that, like, is me. Me, Hitman, bro. Like, I showed my hand. If I can, when a motherfucker called me, I'm giving him my original price. Yo, I need, boom. The only reason my price changed up or shifted or anything was to make the extra battle happen and everything go because I liked the whole situation. You know what I mean? So I took a $7,000-$8,000 hit. You know what I mean? Like, but like I said, if Suge gonna get double that, then I'm not mad.
Surf. Let me ask you a question, my nigga. I know you're probably tired of hearing this. Why are you gonna battle Math, my nigga?
I just don't. I already feel like I'm a battle. Like you want to call it debatable shit. Like I battle to my level of competition. Like I'm like I would probably start writing for Math a month before. Like I just he just doesn't do it for me. Like I could like the only time I've ever seen a full Math battle is if he happened to be on the card that I was there. I've never watched a full Math battle on my kid life. I've never watched
that watch,
and watched.
You didn't watch him in Iron Solomon? You didn't watch him in Verb?
No, I'm talking about Math. I'm talking about, no. Like, if I wasn't there at the event.
Right.
Or it, you know what I mean? Like, like that, no, I don't click on, like, Math, Iron Solomon, I was 12, 13, 14. You know what I mean? Like, I watched those were on DVDs. I watched everybody
right.
in the beginning, you know what I mean? But I'm talking about, like, anything that Math and Chilla. Math and anything that Math
fire
does
battle,
in the
fire battle.
I didn't catch it. Sorry, I'm not Math. Just doesn't, and I like Chilla. Math just don't do it for me. Like Math, I don't know. He just don't do it. Like, and I guess some people, it's probably just the style of rap that people want to see. Because I mean, are we really that close? I mean, I don't watch him, so I don't know. Like, he could really beat me.
Oh, sir, I think that'd be a good battle, sir. You acting like you watch Math though, my nigga. Come on, son.
I didn't say
come
that.
On,
no,
what are you saying that? What are you saying that though? What are you saying it, sir?
If we replay the tape, Surf did not say he would watch. I said he just doesn't do it for me. Like Khan, when I took Khan, I just felt like he was just punching niggas' head off. When I took Rock, I just felt like he was super hot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was always a reason why I took somebody. Like, just think about it. Surf ain't never did no rookies versus vets, no redemption, no none of that extra shit. I always battle when it matter. Oh, Jersey going to Detroit? Suge just said, boom, bang, boom. Oh, this means something. We out there. Let's go. Oh, St. Louis versus Chicago, da-da-da, like, you know what I mean? All this extra shit going on, like, oh, we out there. You know what I mean? Like, I always battle when it mattered. Sue Surf versus Khan, the whole fucking Armageddon got shut down. They called me. Yo, y'all still want to battle? Hell yeah. Nobody else battling? Let's do it. You know what I mean? Like, I always try to make it worth something. Or like, always. Like, you could always lean on Surf battle. Like, let's say 6 or 7 battles coming off a card. Like, people don't pay attention to stuff like that, but... Like a Surf battle might sit out on the net for 3, 4, 5 weeks before they drop another battle. Another nigga battle come out Monday, then the next one be out Friday. Like, they niggas really could lean on my back. Like, all right, we're going to drop Surf versus Khan, and we ain't going to drop nothing for it. Let's chill. Like, keep all this. It's like, all the time. My shit's always matter. Like, it's always.
Speaking of always matter, Summer Madness coming up. What's the word on that, sir? Come on.
Me? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's up with Summer Madness. I ain't on it. Like, not that I know of. I mean, nigga ain't.
You're not on it?
I mean, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that or not. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you a question. You excited for Battle Verb? I think that's a dope battle. You and Verb should be including that.
I think Verb is very lyrical. I think he's very lyrical, and I'm not home. Like you know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna say these people not familiar with me because obviously they fans. That's why I got booked. You know what I mean? But I just want to do it some. I just want to do it somewhere else. I want to see if I got that same crowd control in Chicago that I got in New York.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? Like that's why it matters to me. You know what I mean? Like what are we about to do? Soup Surf versus Math in New York? Like it's just it's just gonna be a lot of motherfuckers in here that feel like Surf beat him. And some motherfuckers that's gonna think it's a math mic, like it just don't do nothing for me. Don't add me on the card. It's just a fill-in. I've never just been a fill-in battle. My battle offer, you know what I mean? Like it's always, and that's just how I feel. People take it as arrogance and shit like that. But nah, like you know what I mean? I like what I've done for battle rap. Like I feel like everything I've done mattered. I've never missed a shot. Down to me going out to Bricks, like everything, you know what I mean? Everything I did mattered. Like you, Young Ill versus Sue Surf, epic. You know what I mean? Shit like that. Like so, you know, even the lose in the clips was big. Like they made
that. It was big.
No, big.
Big Surf.
Surf losing to clips. I had 3,000.
Yeah, that was big. That was big.
By the time I got 3,000 mentions by the time I got over the bridge. That was smoke across the world. Like let's be real, Surf slipping up. That hadn't happened yet until clips. Hell yeah, that mattered. So like a lot of shit, a lot of these niggas be having battles and it don't even matter. Like you don't even know. Oh, that's out. Damn, Nate. Or maybe I'm tripping. You know what I mean? But some of this shit don't be mattering that niggas be doing. You know what I mean? But you know whatever. Everybody, like I said, everybody look at it different. You got some niggas chasing the invisible king of battle rap belt. You got some niggas doing it for the money. You got some niggas doing it for the looks, you know what I mean? Yo, so you can't really, it's different strokes of different folks. And that's why, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even click some people interviews because I know how I will feel about it or how I will, because they're looking at battle rap different in a whole look light anyway. So I can't be mad. Yeah. You know what I mean? You take a motherfucker that just care about battle rap for the money, his opinions and views going to be totally different. You know what I mean? You take a nigga like me, like, if I only want to battle niggas for the looks and classics, and they want to call me Mr. Debatable and all that, but I only want classics and shit like that. So a lot of fans can be like, oh, why don't you battle this one or battle that one or battle this one? But I'm here for a different reason. You know what I mean? Like, another motherfucker taking 10, 12, 15 battles, they might be on a paper chase. You don't know what's going on in their life. They might need this money.
You know what I mean? You're
shit
right.
Like, shit
it's
like
all
that.
Different.
People don't. Exactly, and people don't add that stuff in. They feel like it's wrestling. Like, everybody's a wrestler, everybody should wrestle. No, it's different. You know what I mean? I'm pulling in 3-4 features a month at 1,000 a pop. You know what I mean? On top of shows, I don't have to battle rap. And I just think about mathematics. Like, it's like, all right, cool. If I get 15,000 for this battle, and I can make this 15,000 stretch from point A to point B, and then they want me to battle again at point C, but I know I can make that money. You know what I mean? Like I can make that money in a few months. Like, oh, I battle in 3 months, but they want to give me $8,000. No, I'm going to make $8,000. Between rap and the trap, I'm going to see way more than that. So if y'all don't make me get up and move, I'm not going to want to do it. You got some niggas that's like $8,000. I'm going to be on a card, a real card. I'm there. Like, you know what I mean? I don't, like, so we've never seen Surf on that in-between card. I just look at shit different. I've never had the one or two battle on a car like, yo, I want to see this, and then I want to see this. Like, it's never been nothing else. Like, yeah, I want to see this, and I want to see this, and then I want to see Surf. Nah, my card always, like, my battle, oh, Surf versus Khan, or Surf versus T, like, always. I don't want to be the battle on a car that don't matter. And it's, you know what I mean? Like I don't want to be that battle. Like, I'm not going to be a filler battle. You're not going to put fucking Charlie Clips and Lux on a fucking card and then fucking Mook and fucking somebody else and then Hitman and somebody else and then Surfing fucking Math. No, say no. Get Math the fuck out of here.
Come on, Surf, man. Surf. Come on, B.
We needed the insight of everything that was going on, man. We needed the insight of what's going on, all this shit happening, and it's good that we actually got that.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like I said, it's just business. Like, it's just... this business. Like, and everybody is from different places. Everybody, nobody is business partners. Nobody has a reason to have to fuck with somebody or not tell a nigga suck my dick. Like, in reality, nobody owes anybody nothing. That's why shit gets so confused. Like, well, what the fuck happened? You know what I mean? You might see my tweets at Sugar, shit like that, and anybody that's not one of us takes it to the next level. Why? Because they're not one of us. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that's not URL is gonna, you know, or Gracie them gonna look at it how they look, because everybody's in, like, battle rap is a real big family worldwide, though. It's a big family worldwide, and everybody moves different. And that's all it really is. Like, the communication don't have to be on point because I don't owe you motherfuckers nothing. And that's how it goes. URL don't have to reach out to Gracie and them and say, yo, well, we want to do boom, bam, boom. And that's just the reality of it. They don't have to reach out to Hitman and stuff like that. Now, mind you, at some point, everybody, Gracie and all of them, was involved with URL. A lot of these leagues that branch off and battle rap radios and all that branch off from URL. Gracie was on URL team at one point, too. If all these motherfuckers was on the same team under contract, we'd be rich right now, because that would just be URL Chicago. Period. And that's all. That's all. There's no coordinate. There's no camaraderie. So the fucking coach is going, is a bunch of leeches on one heart. And at some point, ain't going to be no blood in it no more. You got these motherfuckers over here trying to book the battle, so it ain't going to be good. It ain't like you could do the battle twice. So why the fuck motherfuckers ain't linking up and getting the most out of it, period? You know, URL LA, URL Chicago, URL Atlanta. Like, URL is the NBA. I'm not going to keep, you know what I mean? I say it. That's what it is. You know what I mean? And we don't know whose fault that is. Could it be the people that's the other leagues? Is it their fault? Or is it, you know what I mean? Is it URL's fault for not opening up? You know what I mean? And then you got other relationships and this shit behind closed doors. Why this one don't like that one? So, but at the end of the day, it's really all business. You know what I mean? Suge did what was best for Suge and handled Suge's business. Suge's business conflicted with Gracie and her team's business. You know what I mean? And URL's business conflicted with Gracie. You know what I mean? Like, that's all. A lot of people's business conflicted with the other person's business. And that's all it really was. You know what I mean? Like, Hitman should feel how he feel. He got shortstopped. Now he's out of a battle. He's out of a few bands. You know what I mean? Like that. Sue Surf should feel some type of way. He lost X, Y, and Z. Now, Gracie should feel some type of way. She lost. Everybody should feel some type of way. Only person happy in this situation or cool in this situation was URL. It's like that sometimes. You know what I mean? I've seen times where they've been mad. They didn't get Lux and Hollow. They didn't get Lux and Hollow. So URL was the GW in this situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it happens. It happens. It's a money game. Money make the world go round.
I think the only thing is, you know, this is happening in front of everybody, so that's the only thing that people are.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, it's new, exactly. Like, it's like
for you guys,
it's never
been
like
new.
Yeah. And I understand, and it's happening in front. That's it. It's just shit's just happening in front. You know, because usually you just pop up and it's a card. You know what I mean? And then, oh, this is a card, it's dope and shit like that. But shit unfolding in front of people, you automatically ask questions. Well, why is this? Or why is that? Or this? Or why that? You know what I mean? So.
Exactly. Well, we appreciate you coming up here, man, kind of giving us the insight of what's going on. And, you know, it's all love over here, man. You're
word, sir, for real.
For real.
It's all good, man. I appreciate y'all for having me and shit, you know.
Stop fronting on math, nigga. Stop fronting on math, nigga.
Y'all niggas better stop pumping that nigga up, man. That nigga.
we're gonna have you back. When that battle is announced, which it should be, we're going to have you back up here, man. We appreciate you coming out, sir.
That nigga is chips, man, for real, man. That nigga ass, man. I'm about to start a petition.
Come on, sir.
Right, nigga, yeah, battle rap didn't skip a fucking beat, bro. You didn't realize, Matt. How long Matt been banned from URL?
Couple years.
Nobody has really noticed. Battle rap ain't miss a beat. Battle rap ain't miss a beat. I can name two, three motherfuckers. If you tell me they not gonna
my bad.
I can name a couple motherfuckers that it'd be a problem if they wasn't. You know what I mean? Like, it affects. It didn't matter that Matt was banned. I mean, but you know, whatever.
All right, well, my nigga. To you, sir. You are ready.
We're gonna have you back up here, man. We appreciate you coming out, sir.
Yeah.
Easy.
Take care, brother. All right. Shout out to Sue Surf coming on
Jersey.
Man, giving us the insight of everything that is going on in battle rap, and we really appreciate that.
Sure.
Man. So salute to Surf. Hitman Hollow. The video is out. Everybody go check that shit out, man.
PSA. My nigga, we got so much shit. It ain't even funny, my nigga. I don't mean to toot them on beep, but damn.
It's
PSA is out here.
Go check that shit out, man. PSA Radio. Dre, check us out, my
chief. Man, shout out to my bro Timbo, man. Shout out to some Surf Cortez. I see you, my nigga. It ain't my fault. We try to get you up in here. I see your tweet. You want to talk your shit. Me and Timbo will holler at you behind the scenes and get you on there soon in the next couple of days, my nigga. Shout out to all the supporters. Y'all already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking radio, man. Timbo and Dre, y'all motherfuckers already know, man.
We out.
Peace.